Okay, so very fucking easy one-liner question here, but I'm covering this because it's on the NVMEs for step one. So just because it's simple, you still need to know this point going into your licensing exam. So, woman increases her sodium intake. What's going to be increased in her? Okay, looking at the answer choices, ACTH, completely unrelated. Okay, so we could start making meandering indirect mechanisms as to how ACTH could relate to sodium. You do not want to start venturing down the route of overthinking things. By all means, we could come back to it, but we're just going to eliminate ACTH for the moment, okay? That relates to Cushing's, that type of thing. Then we look at aldosterone angiotensin 2. So I think first I should at least discuss that sodium intake is going to cause an expansion of plasma volume. So tonicity of the blood is normally, the sodium is normally 135 to 145 milliequivalents per liter. So we increase sodium intake, we're going to increase tonicity of the plasma, and there's going to be fluid moving out of the intracellular space into the plasma compartment to compensate, to balance the tonicity. So we're going to have expansion of plasma volume in this patient. So when we have expansion of plasma volume, that means there's increased renal blood flow. And that means the renin-angiotensin-aldosterone system is suppressed. Normally, renin is secreted from the juxtaglomerular cells of the kidney in response to decreased renal blood flow, right? So if we have increased renal blood flow due to plasma expansion, aren't we going to have a suppression of RAS? So angiotensin II and aldosterone are part of the RAS pathway. So they're the same here. They're both suppressed. So we can eliminate those. The question's asking what would be increased. Just for clarity, we have angiotensinogen produced by the liver. Renin produced by juxtaglomerular cells will cleave angiotensinogen in the plasma and angiotensin 1. Angiotensin 1 is cleaved in angiotensin 2 by ACE in the lungs. Angiotensin 2 has numerous functions, but it goes to the zona glomerulosa of the adrenal cortex and upregulates aldosterone synthase. Okay, so that's how it relate. That's how these two hormones relate. Now we look at potassium excretion, urinary alkalinity. It's like, ooh, wow, a little bit more challenging. We have to think about what aldosterone normally does in the kidney. It causes distal renal secretion of potassium, right? Secretion means excretion through the wall of the tubular cells slash collecting duct cells. So aldosterone normally causes potassium secretion into the urine. Well, we have decreased aldosterone here. Therefore, there's less potassium secretion into the urine. So no, potassium excretion would not be increased, it would be decreased. Then we look at urinary alkalinity and say, but what about that? Well, what does aldosterone do in terms of acid base in the kidney? It causes secretion of protons, right, in the cortical collecting duct. Same thing as potassium. It's causing secretion of potassium. It causes secretion of protons. Well, we just said that aldosterone is suppressed here because of the plasma expansion. So there's less secretion of protons distally in the kidney, which means that there's less acid going into the urine, which means the urine's less acidic, which means it's more alkaline, right? So our urine's more basic. Not hard. It's just the wording can seem a little bit confusing because you're like, not used to that. OMG. But that's pretty much it here. As I said, I was just covering this point because high yield is on the NVMEs for step one. We can't let you off the hook in terms of not knowing this physiology going into the step. Okay, that's it.